The crown lemur, Eulamour coronatus, is a stunning primate found only in the tropical forests of northern Madagascar. Identified by their distinctive V-shaped crown pattern and long, dense black and white fur, these lemurs play an important role in seed dispersal and forest regeneration. Despite being lesser known than the ring-tailed lemur, the endangered crown lemur is vital to Madagascar's incredible biodiversity. This comprehensive guide will explore the crown lemur's habitat, physical characteristics, diet, social behaviors, reproduction, threats they face, and more about this magnificent persimmon. Where do crown lemurs live? Crown lemurs, Eulamour coronatus, are only found in the tropical dry forests of extreme northern Madagascar. Their range is limited to a narrow strip along the Sava region, which includes Sambirano forests, Andapa lowland forests, Suratanana Reserve, Maningarivo Reserve specifically. Most crown lemur troops occupy mid-altitude rainforests 3,280 to 4,920 feet above sea level in this region. However, they have been observed from sea level up to 4,600 feet elevations. Unlike other lemurs, crown lemurs traverse the razor-sharp limestone Singi formations dominating parts of their habitat. At night, troops will sleep in the dense canyon forests for safety. The crown lemur shares its habitat with the similar Sanford's brown lemur in these northern forests. Though they overlap significantly in home range and resource use, studies show niche separation between the species. Crown lemur physical characteristics, coloration and markings. Blackish-gray fur covers the top and backside, with white fur on the underparts and inner limbs. Namesake triangular orange crown marking on the forehead resembles an arrowhead in shape. Distinctive white tufts of fur protrude from the ears. Gray bare skin visible on face and muzzle around dark inquisitive eyes. Eyes. Large, round reddish-orange eyes with keen binocular vision. Allows accurate perception of depth when moving through the rainforest canopy. Retina and optic nerves adapted for low light conditions. Color vision similar to humans with just two cone photopigment visual pigments. Teeth. Classic strepsirrhine tooth comb structure. Lower incisors and canines fused into a grooming implement. Used daily to comb and clean their dense fur coat. Premolars and molars adapted for grinding fibrous fruits, leaves, and seeds. Limbs. Long, slender arms and legs adapted for vertical clinging and leaping in trees. Powerful hind limbs can propel up to 10 meters between branches. Forelimbs assist with grasping and collecting food items. Hands and feet, toilet claw for grooming on the second digit of each foot. Pseudo-opposable thumbs allow for the basic gripping of food. Flexible feet grasp branches like a second pair of hands. Size dimorphism. Males are slightly larger than females, average weight around 2 kilograms, 4.4 pounds, for adults. Males may be up to 15% larger than their female counterparts. The blue-eyed lemur is the only other lemur species as sexually dimorphic as the crowned lemur. Crowned lemur diet and feeding habits. Broad vegetarian diet. Crowned lemurs have a primarily vegetarian diet, feeding on various plant matter, including fruits, leaves, seeds, flowers, herbs, fungi, tree bark, and sap. Their fruit-heavy diet assists with seed dispersal throughout their habitat. As seasonal frugivores, the crowned lemur diet shifts based on fruit availability. Food sources. Favor figs, Ficus sp, and tamarinds, Tamarindus indica, when available. A favorite seasonal treat is the abundant fruit and nectar from the kapok tree, Ceiba pentandra. Also, selectively forage for leaves from Molinadia spherica and Bracalena marana trees. Foraging behavior. Forage quadrupedally along branches through rainforest mid-canopy. Use excellent sight and smell to locate ripe fruit trees and seasonal feeding sites. Disperse into smaller foraging groups or subgroups to cover more territory. Able to exploit food resources missed by other sympatric lemurs. Males, in particular, have been recorded descending to the ground to feed insect consumption. Sharpen sight by locating stationary insects. Will occasionally supplement the usual vegetarian diet with protein-rich insects for a nutritional boost when needed. Consume more arthropods during the wet season. Dietary selectivity. Demonstrate extreme selectivity of which fruits and leaves to ingest. Reject more fibrous vegetation and plant parts. Rely heavily on ripe, pulpy fruits when abundant. Crowned lemur's digestive system. The crowned lemur has a relatively short gastrointestinal tract compared to other lemurs of similar size. The small intestine, cecum, and colon are all shortened lengthwise. This results in a low ratio of total intestine length to body size. No major sacculations, pouches, are present in the colon for microbial fermentation. However, the cecum does contain several distinctive sacculations. Cecum roll. The cecum appears to be the crowned lemur's main digestive chamber and fermentation site based on the presence of numerous absorptive pouches. The small intestine is responsible for most nutrient absorption, while the cecum allows the breakdown of structural plant materials. Digestive adaptations. Several aspects of the lemur's rapid transit time digestive system indicate adaptation to an easily digestible diet. Able to process some pectins, gums, and structural polysaccharides from fruit cell walls. Gastrointestinal proportions geared towards food high in simple sugars, fruits, nectars. Less cellulose breakdown capacity compared to lemurs focused on leaves. Bark. The crowned lemur's digestive efficiency and selectivity allow them to fulfill dietary needs from limited, high-value food resources. This is likely an evolutionary adaptation to the extreme seasonality of their habitat. Crowned lemur social structure and behaviors. Group. Living crowned lemurs are highly social, living in close-knit matrilineal troops of 5 to 15 individuals on average. This troop size is at the higher end of lemur social groupings. Each group consists of dominant breeding pair, alpha male and female, multiple subordinate adult males and females, juveniles and infants of both sexes. While males remain in their natal birth troop for life after maturity, females will disperse to new groups. Females form the stable core membership due to this male-biased dispersal. Complex social dynamics and hierarchies exist between and within the sexes in a troop. Females dominate the group over males, giving them advantages in food selection and mate choice. Advertising reproductive receptivity. Defending essential resources. Regulating mating access. Expressing dominance relations both within social groups and when encountering rival troops. Crowned lemur reproduction and breeding. The crowned lemur breeding system reflects a mix of monogamy and polygyny. Each social group is led by a dominant breeding pair, the alpha male and alpha female. The alpha female suppresses ovulation in subordinate females via pheromones and aggression. Mating season. Distinct seasonal mating behaviors correspond with the rainy season between October and March. Courtship activities intensify in early winter, influenced by shifts in day length. Males will engage in visual displays, scent marking, and fighting other males to establish access to breeding females. Estrus cycling. Analysis of vaginal swabs show females cycle up to 3 times per breeding season. Cycles average 34 days in duration. The estrus period where the female is sexually receptive spans just 1 day per cycle. The reproductive state is advertised via smells and vocalizations. Gestation and birth. After successful mating, gestation lasts an average of 125 days. Females usually give birth to a single infant, though twins are possible. Birthing generally occurs September to October, at the onset of the rainy season, when ample food will support lactation demands. Infant development. Infants are born with fur and eyes open. They are cared for by all troop members. Males and non-mothers will even temporarily kidnap and carry the young. Weaning begins around 2 months old and finishes by 5 months. Sexual maturity is reached at 20 months by both males and females. Dispersal tends to occur before the next mating season. Crowned lemurs polyspecific associations with Sanford's lemurs seasonal interactions. Crowned lemurs, Eulamour coronatus, and Sanford's brown lemurs, Eulamour fulvus sanfordi, occasionally form mixed species foraging groups within overlapping mid-altitude rainforest habitats in northern Madagascar. Vocal advertisers. The crowned lemur's loud, wailing, honk bark, territorial advertisement call can be heard over 1 kilometer away by rival troops. The haunting, howler monkey-esque vocalization helps reinforce spatial boundaries between neighboring groups in thick northern forests. Excuse me, A study examining parasites in wild crown lemurs found about one-third hosted potentially unpleasant Strongyloides gutworms. However, the nematode parasites did not seem to cause sickness despite infesting the digestive tract. Better out than in. Conservation pioneers. The San Diego Zoo has spearheaded crowned lemur captive breeding since 1982. Their early ex situ conservation efforts helped protect this high-risk species. Picky eaters. Wild crowned lemurs reject significantly more mature fruits, seeds, and fibrous vegetation than sympatric Sanford's brown lemurs in the same habitat. Their extreme selectivity means fewer calories overall, indicating a more precise, nutrient-focused dietary strategy. Once were more. Paleontological and archaeological evidence suggests up to 14 different extinct and living lemur species once overlapped in the same northern Madagascar forests where only the crowned lemur persists today. Fruit flyers. To efficiently traverse the tight spaces between crowns of tall rainforest canopy trees, crowned lemurs utilize extremely powerful hind limbs that propel them, leaping a horizontal distance of over 10 meters. Not bad for a little lemur. Smelly signalers. Crown lemurs possess various scent glands throughout their bodies that, combined with urine washing of tails, yield diverse body odor signatures, communicating social status and reproductive state between individuals. Agile acrobats. Excellent depth and distance perception stemming from their large front facing. Binocular vision assists crowned lemurs in the superb balance, vertical clinging, leaping, and aerial maneuvers necessary for smooth locomotion through the complex forest canopy zone. Rainy playtimes. In the wild, the crowned lemur's mating and birthing seasons strategically correspond with rainy October to March cycles. This reproductive timing ensures nursing mothers and growing infants will have plenty of blossoming flowers, ripe fruits, and flowing nectar to fill tiny lemur tummies. The magnificent crowned lemur has adapted to thrive in the seasonal rainforest canopies of northern Madagascar despite being classified as endangered. With a very restricted and threatened range, habitat loss poses a constant danger even within nominally protected reserves. Spearheaded by conservation pioneers like the San Diego Zoo, targeted captive breeding efforts seek to safeguard populations of this stunning primate. With unique physical features like dense water-resistant fur and a built-in grooming comb, the crowned lemur survives in a delicate treetop environment that would challenge most other mammals. From specialized scent marking communications and selective feeding strategies to surprising feats of leaps and acrobatics through the canopy, the crowned lemur demonstrates what makes lemurs such a distinctive evolutionary radiation worthy of global focus to save from extinction. While severe challenges remain, recent expansions of environmental education efforts targeting local communities offer some bright spots in ensuring the enduring survival of Ulamore coronatus in its island home. We can conserve their forests and the incredible biodiversity these prosimian primates represent only through ongoing protection of Madagascar's precious lemurs like the crowned lemur.